Reporting for RNJ Sports, James Martins out at the 2024 Class B North Dakota East Region Girls and Boys Cross Country Championships, and we do have a champion on the girls' side, team-wise, Hillsborough Central Valley, and an individual-wise as well in Claire Grindy. Claire, just a seventh grader, you got out way fast, and you blew the competition away. What's the feeling like is this all happening in your seventh grade year?
Well, definitely exciting. It's really fun to experience it with my team and just overall just really fun.
Now, would you rather run all by yourself way out in front, or would you rather have somebody challenging you to keep pushing you?
Probably by myself. It's more calming, so that...
Well, not to be outdone, Caroline finishing in second place, Caroline Anderson. And Caroline, how do you both push each other, you and Claire push each other and the rest of your team to be the best?
We just push each other as hard as we can, and we just work in practices, and that's how we got here.
And Lily, I believe, senior athlete of the year, one of the senior athletes of the year. How does it feel to be recognized in that respect?
Yeah, it's nice. It's been long, and I feel like I've just had good races when I was in, like, ninth grade, and it's good to have, like, a good race here as a senior this year and be, like, shown as that.
And Mila, you've helped your sister challenge along, I'm sure. What's it like kind of competing with your sister?
Yes, I love running with her, and I like pushing each other and knowing that we'll both push each other to be the best we can.
Again, all six of these ladies, all region that we're talking to right now, Hillsborough Central Valley Girls Cross Country, the East Region meet, Aslyn Johnson. How does it feel to be with, to not just be by yourself and a good runner, but have all these great talented ladies around you?
It's honestly really exciting, and it's good to have all these wonderful ladies supporting all of us, and it just makes the whole experience just a whole lot better.
And Audrey Tice, hopefully I'm pronouncing that correct. Audrey, I believe is it the first time that you've been all region? And kind of tell us about that experience.
It's really good, and like I'm really proud. Just, yeah.
Ladies, anything else you want to mention on being region champions?
It's been such like a trust the process this season, and like our coaches know what's best for us. Like, if you think back to like 4 weeks ago, we were not running how we wanted to, and just to like run here at Regions and win it by that much together is just amazing.
Ladies, congratulations. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do now that you've won? You've got 2 weeks to prepare. What's something fun you ladies are gonna do?
Gonna hit the grocery store after this and get some snacks.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're gonna work hard in practice for the next 2 weeks.
Yes. There you go. Yes. Lily and Mila Calder, Audrey Tice, Aslyn Johnson, Caroline Anderson, and Claire Grindy, the champion, joining us here following the East Region meet. Ladies, congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's bring in the guys here now, the guys all regions. We got Seth Smallbeck, Nico Zink, Rylan Buchholz. And Nico, I'll start with you. I know you probably were hoping to get a little bit of a better finish today, finishing 11th place, but kind of walk us through the race and what you take away from it.
I went out a little hot. And I feel like the whole race went out pretty fast, but I feel like if I would have went out probably like 5 seconds slower through the mile, it would have been a lot better. There was a lot of good competitors today, and some very surprising ones.
And Rylan and Seth, some good finishes, all region selections. What does it mean for you guys to be all region?
It's really big to me, or it means a lot to me. I've been working for it for the past few years. I was just shy of it last year, and it's really important to me.
For me, it's a lot too, because I think last year I was just a ways behind Rylan, and I was about 28th. So this year, just staying right behind him and finishing just a few places after was a lot to me.
Guys, third place finish, not too shabby. What are you going to do over the next couple weeks to improve?
Just lock in at practice, make sure to work all the workouts as hard as I can, and hit my times in the workouts. Not do anything stupid, just be smart.
We're gonna work as hard as we can at practice and make sure we like try and get our paces right so we can prepare for state.
Yeah, I need to run my paces right, get more water, and just eat better too.
Guys, this is a grueling race, a grueling sport. Some of the things you guys are going to do to maybe have a little fun and kind of circle yourself back down to level before state tournament. Just keep it on, huh?
Yeah. Just keep working at it.
Same thing. Drink more water. Eat better food. Yeah.
Guys, congratulations on the third place finish. We'll see you at state.
Thank you.
We'll bring in the co-head coaches. or a head coach and a few future head coach, maybe Kirk and Jensen Zink. And Kirk, I'll start with you. Great finish today. You know, maybe the boys a little bit off from where you wanted to be, but the girls couldn't have asked for a better result.
Way off from where they want to be. But that being said, it's 2 weeks that matters. And that was a struggle to start, and I hope that wasn't contagious and carried over to the next race, and it absolutely didn't. And, you know, that's not to diminish how hard the boys have worked there. I know there are some of them that are as frustrated as we are, and they've got another chance to redeem in 2 weeks in a meet that matters a lot more. So on the girls' side, though, my God, that I don't know the last time I've seen. We've had a lot of luck and a lot of success and a lot of big wins, and we've never scored that low of a number, never done that before, and nice to see 22 points on the scoreboard, 5 kids in the top 8, and these guys do a really nice job of feeding off each other. You know, you might not think it, but I guarantee it drives Caroline Anderson crazy that Claire's out in front, so she's working on getting better. Then Mila's trying to catch Claire or Caroline, and now Aslan is working on trying to catch Mila. And Lily's working on trying to catch Aslan, and it's a never-ending process. And you know, I thought we came in 5 deep with a couple others that, you know, maybe we get a little lucky. Well, Audrey Tice is 8th grade Audrey Tice is apparently going to do the same thing that 7th grade Audrey Tice did and come out of the woodwork and just be a hammer for us. And, you know, for her to be a dual sport kid that that comes in and is 19th in a region and, you know, behind 5 of our own kids, that was absolutely awesome to see. And then even going backwards, I mean, even going back beyond that, we had a lot of girls that ran really, really well, and nice to do it at the right time of year.
And Jensen, I'll bring you in here a little bit. After the race, you're telling me that Claire was feeling maybe not so confident in herself after basically being the best runner in the entire state for most of the season. How does that challenge you as one of the coaches to try and make your ladies and make the guys as well better?
Yeah, it's all about their attitude at practice, I would say. We've talked about it all year that this is about the hardest and the most positive that these kids have been. I mean, I've coached my 4th year coaching, and I've never had a positive group of girls like this. They come to practice every single day. They work their butts off. They want it this year, and that's what I've said to them a bunch of times. You got to get to the point where you just want it. You got to dig, and that's what they've been doing all year. For Claire to say that actually kind of makes me giggle because she's obviously just phenomenal. But you know what? Everyone's going to have those moments of doubt, but you just got to carry or come back with a good run and a good race.
Of course, state tournament coming up in a couple of weeks. We'll bring Kirk back in here again as a little bit different than previous years where you were running at state directly the week after. So what's the preparation going to be like the next couple of weeks?
We'll take a legitimate day or two off, rest, recover, and then kind of start over. You know, about Tuesday, we'll get back into a habit of good and hard every other day through about Monday or Tuesday the following week, and then kind of the same prep that we had this week and last week and for 10 years. You know, it's the kind of thing we're a little superstitious, so when we run well, we want to figure out why we ran well and try to repeat that. So yeah, it'll get ugly the middle of next week. We're going to go hard for a bit, and kids, you know, kids and teams both have big goals, and we're cheating them and cheating ourselves if we don't work them hard enough to get to that point where they can accomplish that. And then they got a decision to make. You know, if they're a kid that's happy with how things went today and they maybe shouldn't have been, well, again, that's their decision, and they got to run the 5K. I don't, you know. So yeah, we're going to rest, recover for a couple of days, and then go awfully hard for about 5 or 6, and then back to preparation stuff for 5 or 6, and hopefully ready to kill it that Friday in Jamestown.
Kirk Jensen, a beautiful day here in Cooperstown, some great results. Anything else either of you want to mention on the extended version of the Coach's Corner, if you will?
I want to mention it's been a long time since we've had this kind of community, friend, family support in attendance an hour away. You hope that stuff continues all the time. And we had a lot more Hillsborough kids around, or kids and parents and alumni parents, and a lot more than I remember seeing at a lot of meets. That being said, I don't get into the crowd to see people as often as I would like to, but it sure seemed like we had a lot of support and a lot of people yelling and screaming along the way.
Yeah, it truly helps those kids to have people out there. They talk about it all the time. Mila said to me after, "I can hear you yelling," which, you know, if they can hear me yelling, they can probably hear everyone else. So it's pretty awesome to have those people travel. Yeah, awesome.
A couple other accolades. I believe Lily Calder, Senior Athlete of the Year. Mila Calder, Senior Athlete of the Year. I'm going to do that about five more times before state's over.
Hey, I do it too.
Mila Calder, Senior Athlete of the Year. And, of course, Kirk, Region Coach of the Year. Your thoughts on some of those accolades?
Yeah, huge congrats to Mila. Very well-deserved, now a five-time All-Region runner. Couple-time All-State runner. Hopefully that changes next week. Anybody who knows me knows I hate the Coach of the Year stuff. I ran a grand total of 0 miles this year, and the kids did. And they deserve that. They deserve that 22-point region championship, and that was terrific. Again, huge congrats to Mila. I was telling Corey at the banner, I said huge part of that from our standpoint, that teamwork part is those seniors. Those senior girls, Mila and Eileen, holding that team together and you know, about as drama-free as a group of, you know, 15-year-old girls can be. And, yeah, that was terrific. Very, very well-deserved to be a senior athlete nominee.
That's Kirk Jensen-Zink from Hillsborough Central Valley Cross Country. Again, the girls, first place on the team side in the East Region. Boys, third place. Lots of all regions. And before you know it, we'll have the state meet at the Parkhurst in Jamestown. Guys, thanks so much.
Thanks again. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
And again, we'll wrap things up here from the East Region meet. Some quick, again, results, recap of the results. Kindred is your boys' East Region champion, followed by Rugby and Hillsborough Central Valley. Rugby follows Hillsborough Central Valley team-wise on the girls' side, and following Rugby is Botanal. Those are your top three teams each side. Top three individuals. Again, Owen Johnson from Northern Cass. Got a chance to catch up with him a little bit earlier on today. And then second place, Braden Green from Rugby, and third place, Tyler Gronwald from Kindred. Your top three on the girls' side, of course, Todd Claire Grindy as well as second place, Caroline Anderson, and then third place, Kennedy Pazdernick from Carrington. There's your top three on the girls' side. Stay tuned to our take a look, I should say, at our KRJB, KRJM, KKCQ Facebook page. Put some photos, some videos, and some results up there as well with a full list of times and teams and all that sort of thing. So, but again, it's been a great day, beautiful day here from Cooperstown and the Cooperstown Country Club in the 2024 North Dakota Class B East Region Cross Country Meets. Reporting for RNJ Sports, James Martins.